Now, something that had a profound effect on her life was the lynching of the 19-year-old black man in Chickasha. His name was Henry Argo.
And that supposedly was the last documented lynching that occurred in Oklahoma. Lynchings were all too frequent in Oklahoma, but that was the last. They call it documented lynching in Oklahoma. It greatly impacted my mom. She told me that story, too.
She was only 5 years old when that happened, but still, it was a major impact.
That had a big impact on her. She didn't see the lynching. She was in the community
that
felt the lynching. And it was similar with my dad. You know, he talked about that in southwest Oklahoma, where they pick cotton and other things, he talked about occasions when the families would line the lower part of their shacks with 2x4s, and when they heard the night riders coming, they would all lay on the floor so that they would have some protection from the bullets and things. My mom talked about the lynching in kind of the same way. Those are two stories that I heard about that greatly impacted me. And she said that she knew something was wrong, and the men were getting their guns together and told them to stay inside and everything. So, yeah, that impacted her greatly.
Well, back then, of course, the Ku Klux Klan was a very powerful force in the state. They promoted that agenda of violence.
Absolutely.
Even whipping parties.
Yes.
So here is Henry Argo on the morning of May 31st, 1930. He went fishing, and then later that day, a young white woman who lived near the fishing hole claimed that he had raped her.
So the story goes.
But she looked normal and she was not disheveled. However, the lynching took place anyway.
Yeah.
Just because there was a charge.
Yeah. Again, she lived through that, and that story she would tell to me that I remembered also.
Well, she knew enough about it ahead of time, they said, that she ran home and heard this whispering of what was going to happen. So she felt that as a five-year-old.
After what she did, she didn't know exactly what it was at first, so she thought it was not something to fear, but something to be excited about, and that when she got home and realized that this thing was a terrifying experience that was about to happen.
So the NAACP was organized, I believe, in Chickasha.
Oh, it was organized in Oklahoma City, originally in 1915. It was reorganized in 1919, and that's when Roscoe Dungy took over, became the prominent figure in the NAACP. And the state was divided up into regions, and Chickasha, Dr. W.A.J. Bullock, was the regional president of the NAACP in this part of the state. So Chickasha, again, was a pretty substantial, prominent community, and Dr. Bullock lived in Chickasha.
This, then, is where Thurgood Marshall also enters the picture originally, and he helped organize the NAACP there, I believe, in Chickasha. Is that true?
There was a convention in Chickasha that he attended. I would hesitate to say that he organized it because it was already organized, but he came to Chickasha, and that's one of the first places that my mom had a chance to begin to hear something about this powerful and influential guy called Thurgood Marshall.